following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-265-4352 to get your free copy now. 800-265-4352. 800-265-4352.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Den Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on this final day of July. And we welcome you into the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for what will be a very busy program today. We've got three guests that we're going to be talking to in the next hour, including the winningest coach in state baseball, Jim Thomas. His team at Papillion La Vista is still battling in the Class A state tournament coming up here this afternoon. They'll play their friends from across town, Papillion La Vista South, at 4 o'clock. We'll get into all that, but we'll talk with him. Also, Brad Wegner. He is the coach of the Kearney Little League team that departs tomorrow for Indianapolis and another Midwest regional baseball tournament. We'll chat with him about this year's team, and our Big Ten football preview takes us to Iowa with quarterback James Vandenberg, and we'll chat with the quarterback of the Hawkeyes about their prospects and prospectus for this upcoming season. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us on today's program. And if you'd like to email us, love to hear from you, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And love to hear from you in the Dent Popper inbox. As the games of the Olympiad continue on in London, the United States men's basketball team will play tonight. One of the main battles, Spain and Australia, kind of a good battle there early on. Two teams that nationally and Olympic worldwide, I guess we should say, always put on some pretty good teams. And today, Spain beats Australia by a score of 82-70. The United States should have no problem tonight as they play Tunisia. You can look that up yourself. Venus Williams, a winner today. Andy Roddick was not in tennis. And the United States, with some help from Jordan Larson yesterday, just about 24 hours ago, took care of Brazil. That's a rematch of last Olympics final, which Brazil won. But this time, the United States, pretty dominant. Brazil did come back and win the third set, but the United States wins it in four. Destiny Hooker, the All-American from Texas, and Jordan Larson, the All-American from Nebraska, led the USA. Larson's playing real good volleyball for the United States. Logan Thom, some of you folks saying, I don't know who these guys. Well, Logan Thom was a huge recruit that Coach Cook was trying to bring into Nebraska, and she ended up going to Stanford. She had really thought about coming to Nebraska. There's quite a few kids on this Olympic team, young ladies, women, that either played at or considered coming to Nebraska. So with football season right around the corner, so is volleyball, and we'll be looking to see what happens with the Huskers again this year. Former Husker Chelsea Aubrey, the first female from the Husker basketball program to play in the Olympics, got a win with her Canadian team yesterday over Great Britain, 73-65. Well, it has started, folks. The first player to leave Penn State is a backup safety in Tim Buckley. He has chosen North Carolina State. And now we have to wait and see what Silas Red is going to do. We expect his decision to come very soon here. Will he go to Southern California for the next 2 years, or will he stay and kind of gut it out there with Penn State? The majority of Bill O'Brien's core players seem to be sticking with the program, determined to weather out what could be a stormy season. Of course, O'Brien said last week at Big Ten Media Days that more than 50 players have reaffirmed their commitment to Penn State, but he expected some transfers. Two of the recruits have decommitted over the last week, but six prospects visited with O'Brien over the weekend before standing by their verbal commitments. Man, I just can't even believe if you are one of the young men that gave your commit to Penn State and were from outside the state of Pennsylvania, why you would go there. That would just seem, why would when you could make your own decision, you know, and say, hey, there's 123 other Division I programs that would take me, why wouldn't I pick one of those? Or, you know, maybe not all 123, but obviously there's some other choices out there. So tough times for those kids that are trying to just play ball and go to school and have no recollection and didn't even know the man that got everybody into this trouble. Also, some Nebraska recruiting news on a transfer to Nebraska, not for college, but for high school. And Lincoln Southwest just got tougher. Christian LaCourcher, he is going to come up and join his new buddy, Josh Banderas, at Lincoln Southwest. Defensive end committed to Nebraska out of College Station, Texas, went to Consolidated, A&M Consolidated down there, and had scholarship offers from some top-notch programs, chose Nebraska. He's started to become friends with Josh Banderas. They're going to be college roommates, and now they will play together for the Silverhawks this fall at Lincoln Southwest. And for LaCourcher, this will be his third different school in the last three seasons. His family had already started to look for a job. I believe his mom is in with the Army and had found a way to relocate to Lincoln, and they figured, what the heck, he's going to graduate in December anyway, so he's going to come up and play at Lincoln Southwest. And also for you Husker recruiting folks out there and Husker Online, saying that Thomas Brown, the linebacker signee of this last year's class, has passed his academic standing. He's got to where he needs to be. And he told Husker Online that I'll be arriving at 1 o'clock today in Nebraska. So there you go. Nebraska picking up the linebacker. Thomas Brown getting his grades in order. So anything that you want to chat about, fire it off. 888-455-ESPN. Or, as we said, email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia will be coming your way later in the program, so I'll be listening for your chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Let's catch you up to date in case you missed what's going on with the State Legion tournaments. We will start with the Class A tournament going on in Kearney. Kearney runs a blitzing Millard West yesterday, 11-0. They got off to a great start. They lost the coin flip, so they were the visitors, and that's panned out for them the last two games. Zach Yoakum drove in two in the first, then a two-run triple by Drew Butler, key to four runs second. Kearney was up 6-0 going into the bottom of the second and took the wind right out of the Millard West sails. Grady Kowalski ended up going the distance on the mound. He pitched a shutout. Nobody was able to score on seven hits yesterday and had five strikeouts. So Kowalski doing an outstanding job for Kearney Runza. Then we will talk with Coach Jim Thomas of Papillion La Vista here in just a little bit and starting our next break. But yesterday they stay alive with a five-run first inning, and they eliminate Grand Island Home Federal 12-2. Leadoff hitter, how about this? Jake Plachek, 5-for-5, two home runs and three RBIs. It's a pretty good day. Pretty good day. So they knocked around Home Federal's ace. Kyle Simons just got his second loss of the year. So big day for a Pinnacle. And here's what sets up now after Millard South beat Papillion La Vista South. the teams that remain, they had to take a little time to figure out who was going to play each other today, because you don't want to play somebody you've already played. Well, they've all kind of played everybody, except Kearney has not played Millard South. So Papillion and Papillion La Vista South have to play again for the second time in the tournament at 4 o'clock this afternoon. South won the first matchup Sunday, 4-2. Kearney will play Millard South, and that game will be at 7 o'clock. Millard South is in the finals tomorrow, no matter what happens tonight. And so that'll leave three teams after tonight trying to knock out Millard South. So if Kearney wins, then they'd have to win two more tomorrow to advance on to the regionals. Tough one for Hastings yesterday. They were up 3-1, eventually got the game tied at 3 with Bellevue West, then tied at 4, and then all came undone in the ninth inning for Hastings. Two errors, so then they went to the intentional walk, and then a wild pitch allowed the winning run to score, and Bellevue West defeated Hastings by a score of 5-4 to end their season. Mason Spilnick pitched the first 8 innings and kept his ball club in it. South Sioux City, kind of a little bit of a surprise. They knocked out Pinnacle Bank. They're still going. 6-2 win there. And 14 innings in the winner's bracket final. Westside beating Creighton Prep 7-5. In the Class B Senior State Tournament, Roncalli knocked out Wahoo 9-3. Beatrice knocked out Seward 9-2. And this Gehring ball club must be something. They shut out Aurora in a mercy rule game, 13-0 in 5 innings. So Aurora and Beatrice have an elimination game today at 5. Gehring, who has guaranteed themselves a spot in the final, will play Omaha Roncalli at 8. Those games are in Wahoo. Some good games yesterday in the Class C State Tournament at Valley. Waterloo Valley knocked out Oshkosh 6-3. West Point outscored St. Paul 11-10. And Sutton got by Pender 5-4. So today, Waterloo Valley and Pender have an elimination game at 4. Sutton, who has guaranteed themselves a spot in the final, will play West Point, and that is at 7 o'clock. And it came down to the wire in the Class A Junior State Tournament at Bellevue East as Grand Island Wells Fargo's Logan Greenwalt hit a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the seventh to give Wells Fargo a 3-2 win over Kearney Post 52, eliminating Kearney. Sandhills Publishing eliminated Papio South in the juniors 9-1. And in the winner's bracket, Millard West beat Creighton Prep 8-3. So Wells Fargo will play Creighton Prep today at 5. Millard West, who's already guaranteed a spot in the finals, will play Sandhills Publishing at 7:30. So that gets you caught up to date. What's going on with American Legion baseball? And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk with one of the winningest coaches of all time, Papillion La Vista's Jim Thomas. Stay with us. We've also got James Vandenberg, Iowa quarterback, and Kearney Little League coach Brad Wegner, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, all coming your way before noon here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 98, with a slight chance for a storm late with a light southeast wind. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 70. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 86.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And if you want to learn more about a specific vehicle from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue, then check out their online vehicle showroom. It allows you to put together your own automobile while learning the technical specifications and available features for each model. So maybe you want to put together your own vehicle, they can do that for you, or you can just browse the new and used inventory online at thinkmidway.com or, of course, in person on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And in case you're not in the marketplace for a new car, check out the pre-owned stock. Convenient used automobile dealerships are stocked with high-quality used vehicles. And maybe you just need to get a little oil change or a little work done on your car. Don't forget, in 30 minutes or less, the Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lube Lane will get you in and out. You don't even need an appointment, and they'll do it for less than $30. A free 27-point inspection and car wash as well. It's yours at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, the State American Legion Baseball Tournament, one of the two for the Class A seniors, is once again being held in Kearney this year, and still around, one of the four teams remaining is Papillion La Vista, and Jim Thomas joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head coach of the ball club that's now 42-8 after their 12-2 win over Grand Island yesterday. And Coach Thomas, thanks for joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our kids played really well against a real good team, so we're really happy to still be alive.
The first thing that sticks out to me is you get some runs on the board right away, and Kearney has stayed alive by doing the same thing. But I've heard a lot of good things about your leadoff hitter and young Mr. Plachek, and he showed everybody why he's the man yesterday.
Well, he's a four-year starter for us, so he's been through the wars quite a bit, and he seems to kind of be our key to getting the motor started for our team. He's a guy that has just been unbelievably successful in the leadoff spot. He really is a kind of a guy that can not only start rallies, but he's also an RBI guy, and he's got a ton of RBIs for a leadoff hitter. And he's just a lot of fun to watch.
With the addition of Papillion La Vista South, does that put an instant rivalry between you two, even before you guys play again tonight?
Well, there is a friendly rivalry there. Coach Lynam was my assistant for 26 years, so, you know, he knows what I do. I know what he does, and he's just an awesome guy with an awesome team. They're single-digit losses also, and so he always has his team ready to play, and he's pretty deep pitching-wise, so this should be an interesting game four. Most of the time, you start getting games three and four, the numbers usually go up a little bit, but maybe not today.
Jim Thomas joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the head coach at Papillion La Vista in the springtime and in the summertime. Couple of questions on that. First, I want to follow up more on the South deal. South is now established. The school is no longer kind of a rookie school. But what did that immediately do to your program, both high school and summer league, when they developed that school?
Well, and when we 10 years, this will be their 10th year in existence. And so when we first started out, both teams were a little short on pitching depth, players' depth, and things like this. So we're just both getting to a point here in the last 2-3 years where we're, you know, getting back to having, a bench with some quality players on it. The pitching depth is getting better at our school. He's had a lot of real good pitching on his end, and ours is getting better. When he split, it was really good for the all kids. We now have, you know, two play productions, two bands, and things like this. And before we split, it was literally limiting some of the activities for these young people. So, Yeah, we took a hit early, but it was really good for kids, and that's the whole deal with this, is that if it's good for kids, then it's good.
Jim, who are you going to go with then on the mound here this evening?
Okay, we will go with Taylor Brook. He's a three-year starter for me, right-handed kid that has been through the wars. He's a pretty experienced young man, so we're confident that he'll have a good night.
For the fans that are going to come out, obviously, to watch Kearney, they're going to catch either all or part of your ball game this afternoon. How many times have you guys met this year, and what's the series like between you two?
I think we've played them twice, one spring and summer, and we lost to them both times in really close ball games.
Well, as you get ready for tonight's battle, we've been looking at the stats just from the state tournament. Your team average is in the high 300s, and you got quite a few kids that are hitting 400. But yet, each game here in the state tournament, your top three pitchers have done their job. What has been the, I guess, what's more pleasing to you? Are you more surprised by the hitting or by the pitching this week?
Well, we've been solid the whole year about all the phases of the game. We, like game number one, we turned three double plays, so that really supported our pitching. We had solid pitching game one, and then even in a losing effort, Cole Baker threw a nice game against, Pabst South, who's a really good hitting team. He held them to four runs, and I think only two of them were earned, so we were happy there. And then Cole Gruber, who even though he throws a lot of balls, he walks a lot of people, he has a way of warming out of these close, situations. So we kind of expect him to do that, and he does. He comes up with a key strikeout, key pop-up, things like this. So, as far as the summer's gone, we have been extremely happy with all phases of the game, and more importantly, the attitude. The kids play relaxed. They have a lot of fun playing, and when you play relaxed, that really helps.
Jim Thomas is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Papillion La Vista. They will take on Papio South in the 4 o'clock game today, followed by Kearney and Millard South. And, Jim, I guess as the kids know and as the fans know, you're going to be moving on this season after nearly 40 years of coaching baseball in the metro area. Every time a longtime coach is going to be stepping aside or retiring, there's always that question of is there added pressure on the kids or the coaching knowing that this is the last time through? How have they handled it so far?
Well, I don't know. You know, we really never have had any kids come and talk about this, that, or the other thing. And the thing that we have always kind of stressed is just play and have a good time no matter what's going on, man. And it's me retiring. But I have some young coaches here that are just awesome. Jesse Kimball, Corey Clemenger, and Tucker Kimball are just, they're just co-head coaches is what they are. And so they just do what we normally do, and the kids really respond to that. And so we've got a nice coaching staff here that I think everybody really respects and has a lot of respect for what they do and how they do it. So I think that everybody seems to be just going along. Nothing has changed in the last 30 years or so. So it's just more of the same, and the kids seem to be just doing what we normally do.
Jim, I guess you look at the successful programs and a majority of them that are still playing in the state tournaments around Nebraska, not only a great head coach, but they have to have those assistants. And you can't build years of experience without putting the time in. What do you think of the state of the game right now across Nebraska, both high school and summer ball?
Well, I tell you what, we've got some very, very good coaches. And I think one of the things that is really kind of overlooked at times is how fast we have to pedal to stay ahead of all the other good programs. There's so many good coaches out there that it really makes it difficult for us to stay, in the running for everything. I don't know if people understand how good some of these teams are and how many great players there are. If you follow the kids that are seniors this year, and see where they're playing and at what level they're playing, we'll have a lot of Division I baseball players that will move right out of high school baseball and right into a Division I program or good Division IIs, junior college program and stuff. So the quality of coaching and the quality of players is pretty outstanding here. I know when we go away, like in Minneapolis, we just got back to Minneapolis, a couple of weeks ago, and they just were just, you know, they're impressed with how good our teams are and how good they are just by drawing players from one school. A lot of the teams we play up there are composite teams where they'll have two, three, four schools put together, and our programs are all one school programs here. So they're really impressed with how good of baseball we do play here in Nebraska. And so there's a lot of respect for how good these kids and coaches are.
Another couple minutes here with Papillion-La Vista coach Jim Thomas. Jim, since you're on the kind of the outside looking in at this question, I want to pose it to you from your experience. Kearney has had such a good Legion summer baseball program with Coach Sponberg and Coach Archer and his assistants. The talk for a decade has been, will Kearney ever get high school baseball? From your perspective, what are the pluses and negatives of these kids playing ball from January all the way to mid-August?
Well, I think it helps, you know, just the repetition thing is really, really important for some of the mediocre players. I don't know if it hinders the really good athlete. It puts them a little bit behind, I think, at the very beginning. But then again, I don't think they have much trouble getting caught back up. One of the things that I think is really, really impressive is how Coach Sponberg and Coach Archer have been able to get those kids at a high level without having spring baseball, and those guys, their kids always swing the bat so well, and they've done an outstanding job without having spring baseball. So I think sometimes people get a misconception that more is always better, and like some of these well, even administrators and parents and stuff, they just want them doing something year-round. And I'm just the person that likes to have people involved in other things. And so many of their good baseball players are always on those great track teams they have here. And it puts them a little bit behind in certain areas, but in the competitive mindset, I think it really, really carries over from that, you know, success on the track or whatever they're doing in the spring to the baseball program. So I like to have kids participate in a lot of things, and I know Arch and Sponberger are always you know, really supportive of the kids doing a lot of different things. And I think that if you're a competitor, whether it's track, basketball, wrestling, football, baseball, whatever, if you're a competitor, I don't think the difference between being competitive one and being competitive another, as far as the mindset is concerned, is any different. So those kids are ready to play baseball in the summer.
Coach, do the kids talk about getting out of state and going to the regionals in North Dakota? Is that always a goal?
Oh, sure. You know, the kids want to go. We always say that, like we started off the summer, that we would like to go to Burke or Kearney. Kearney's beautiful this time of the year. And we tell them that, you know, we go to Dickinson, North Dakota. It's gorgeous this time of the year and stuff. So we just kid about it. But, yeah, that's always a goal, you know, and it's something that gives them something to work towards and, you know, dream about and those types of things. And, you know, it's you got to be good and you got to be lucky. And so hopefully we'll be good enough and hopefully lucky enough to, you know, keep playing another day. We just want to play to Wednesday, and then we'll see what happens on Wednesday. But if we don't, we know we'll lose to a really good team.
Well, Jim, I've heard from everybody how well the tournament is always run here in Kearney. And they say that it would be a perfect tournament if they could do something about that tournament director. Do you have any comment on that?
Oh, yes. If you could replace him, yeah, that would be the cat's meow. These people out here are so friendly, and they really try to help you make this a great experience for the players and the coaches and the parents and stuff. We really like coming out here, and this facility is just amazing. But it goes to, you know, the success of a tournament comes down to people, and Terry just done an outstanding job, and Arch, what a guy, and all his helpers. My goodness, they're so friendly and helpful, and. I don't know if anybody else knows how much work it takes to put on one of these things. I think that it's kind of something you don't know how much effort it takes until you get involved in one, and especially when it's all hot and humid like this. There's a lot of work, a lot of man and woman hours that go into making this successful, and they've done an outstanding job. Boy, it's always fun to come out here.
last minute, Jim. Are the kids still interested? We call this the video game era, and maybe even beyond that now. A lot of folks are concerned that kids don't get out and play as much baseball as they used to. Are you seeing that, or is it still good in the Metro?
Well, I don't know how, I can't speak for everybody else, but our kids spend a lot of extra hitting time and things like that now around the ballpark. And yes, I'm sure there's a lot of free time that is spent with the Twitter and the video games and things like this. But one of the reasons we're very successful here this summer is their work habits. We've got a handful of people that just live in the batting cages and, you know, just really try to get better every day, and it's just fun to watch kids reap the harvest of all of, you know, that hard work, and I really feel good about them for what they've, you know, put in. And a lot of people talk about, you know, paying the price, and that's how these kids seem to enjoy the price of being good. They can get down there and they support each other. One of the things I would really mention that I think is the strength of ours is we're a team. We have a group of kids that really care for each other, and they feel badly when somebody's not doing well, and they really feel good when somebody's doing well. And so, yeah, I'm really impressed with our kids and their mental approach to this whole thing. It's just been a lot of fun for me to watch these kids grow. And in a four-year period, I don't know if young men change more from little snot-nosed kids to strapping young men and women. This is a four-year run that's just a lot of fun for us old people to watch.
Well, Jim, hopefully a couple of more days for Papillion La Vista baseball. I know everybody here enjoys you and your program, so thanks for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and good luck today to your kids.
Well, thanks, Doug. Nice talking to you. It's been a blast, and like I said, I hope we got another day or two in it.
That sounds great, Jim. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Doug.
Take care. Jim Thomas, one of the winningest coaches in state baseball history, nearly 40 years of coaching experience, Papillion La Vista, doing it in the spring for the high school and, of course, with the team in the summer. They play Papio South at 4 o'clock at Memorial Field, followed by Kearney and Millard South. We'll talk a little more Little League baseball. We're going to stay with baseball, and we're going to talk with Brad Wagner here in just about 5 minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But while you're out running around trying to get things done, heading out to the baseball tournaments or getting ready for spring practice, whatever your sport may be, don't forget to chow down at the Chicken Coop or just relax, have an appetizer, maybe get yourself a pizza, a burger. The whole family will enjoy the menu at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And for the adults, happy hour is every Monday through Friday from 2 to 5:30. They've got lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. And don't forget, their party room is available. Maybe you've got a little wedding get-together. You got the rehearsal dinner. You want to do something there. Or you just got some friends for a golf outing. Or you've got a family reunion going on. Or there's just a bunch of buddies coming in for a class reunion. Rent out the party room at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. And today is Tuesday. That means wing basket night every Tuesday night. Just $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings. Your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Bring the crew, get a whole bunch of different flavors, mix and match and enjoy them all. It's Wing Basket Night for $5. Can't beat it. At the Chicken Coop. Back with more after this.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents digest knowledge like billy goats, and this is a pop quiz. How do you cover a motorcycle that costs more to paint than to buy? The answer? Optional equipment coverage. And if you work with a farmer's agent, they can make sure your bike's got coverage for everything from saddlebags to sidecars. Giddy up.
If you want answers about motorcycle insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Major League Baseball is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's a showdown between the top two teams in the NL Central.
Swing and a ball driven well right field. It's got a chance on its way out of here.
The surprising Pittsburgh Pirates continue to roll toward October as they head to Cincinnati to face the Red Hot Reds.
Bruce coming on, dives and he makes a grab.
Saturday afternoon, Pirates and Reds. And weekdays from 11 to 2, get all the wings and fries you can eat for a special price at Buffalo Wild Wings.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 98, with a slight chance for a storm late with a light southeast wind. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 70. I'm weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this final day of July. And August is here. That just kind of feels like the end of summer, doesn't it? And it shouldn't. It shouldn't. What was the average temperature? I got to get Kent Boughton on the line. What was the average temperature in July? 101? That is unbelievable. 101. Maybe August will cool down just a little bit, but still warm today. Maybe some more rain in the forecast here. We'll find out. And coming up, we're going to talk with the quarterback at Iowa, James Vandenberg. And coming up next, Brad Wagner to talk a little Kearney Little League baseball as they get ready to go to Indianapolis. Right now, our poll question of the day, ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Does it upset you that NBC saves the Olympics' biggest events for tape delay in prime time? 57% of you said no, 43% said yes. Now, our poll question today, and this kind of goes back to Bo Pelini talking to Big Ten Media Days, should athletes tweet during their sports season? Problem is, it's always their sports season, isn't it? Anymore, especially at the college and pro level, it's always their sports season. Should athletes tweet during their sports season? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm going to say yes. Problem is, you got knuckleheads out there. So should knuckleheads be allowed to tweet during their sports season? Yes, because then they're knuckleheads and we have more fun at their knuckleheaded expense. So that is the poll question for the day. Of course, when you sign up for our Hy-Vee Rewards Club, you get points, amass those points, and get free tickets and food and meals and prizes from time to time. There are different things put up on our Hy-Vee Rewards Club at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it's not all just state baseball. These kids were playing Little League as well, and Brad Wagner joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they gas up the cars, the vans, the trucks, and head east to Indianapolis for competition that begins bright and early Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And Brad, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on getting the kids another state championship.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. We're excited. Obviously, we've had practices every day, and I think I can see it in the kids' eyes. They're ready to get the games on. They're tired of listening to me tell them what to do.
Well, let's start with some of the basics. First, how many of the kids went to Indianapolis last year that are on this year's team?
Well, that's pretty much a whole new team. There's one returning player, and that's my son, Jared. He happened to be lucky enough to make it last year as an 11-year-old. So pretty much the way it is for every team. Everybody starts over, maybe one or two carryovers, but it's the age group of 11 and 12-year-olds, and as you can imagine, the 12-year-olds always dominate these teams with that one-year age difference.
How has last year's team influenced this year's team if everybody's going through it new?
Well, I know they've all talked to our players, and it's huge. Actually, I think, you know, the kids last year showed that we can get there, that we're ball players, that we can compete with anybody. And this team, they seem to have that look that they feel like they can do the same thing, and I really think they can. You know, baseball is kind of one of those sports that comes down to really one major thing, and that's who the pitcher is on the mound, whether it's the guy you're throwing or the guy you're going against. So, you know, our kids feel confident. They feel like they belong. They sure look good on the field, and they've looked good in the games they've played, but we've got to put it all together, of course, at the right time.
Brad Wegner, Kearney Little League, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, let's start there. Who are the kids, the first two or three? I don't know how deep you want to go with the kids, because we all know that they're all good and we don't want to leave any of them out. But who are the first couple of kids that you want to throw on the mound?
Well, we've got pretty deep pitching. You know, any of my top four, I would say, are interchangeable. You've got Blake Quintana, Thad Huber, Matt Masker, and my son Jared are all, you know, pretty even. Thad's a real flamethrower. He throws the ball as hard as anybody on our team, and then the other kids throw hard and have off-speed stuff as well. And so it's right now I'm kind of in a dilemma as to who I throw first, who my aces really are. It's kind of a nice problem to have. And then after that, you know, I've got Jake Scala, Cole Staub, Brett Kaiser, our three kids who can go and throw a shutout. You know, if they're on, they're pretty darn tough to hit, and they've really been throwing good in practice the last couple weeks. So right now it's a nice problem, but I'm not sure who my ace is. We'll have to see what it looks like when I get to Indianapolis.
Have they, here's one from the fans out there and me as well, have they changed the rule that kept Kearney from finishing the game last year?
No, they have not. That rule is still the basic rainout rule, is you've got to finish the game by midnight. And one of the emphases I know is, though, that the tournament directors make sure that they start the games in a way, at a time that they can get it done, meaning if they see a thunderstorm, you know, 80% chance of thunderstorms that night, they will move the games up in an effort to get them done. So the rule hasn't changed. You know, we've got to go by the rules. It was a shame. You know, who knows how it would have turned out, but no, the rule has not changed.
And if I recall right, the championship game on the 11th is slated for a 1 o'clock Central Time start, 2 o'clock Eastern, so midnight Eastern is when it has to be over. But that's when it was scheduled last year, too, wasn't it, Brad, because they had to push it back because of rain, and that's why they started at night. Was that right?
Yeah, I believe that was right. There was some rain outs earlier in the week, and so, you know, I can't remember exactly what the circumstances were, but it seemed like there was some rain that night before, and then we had to push back a little bit to have it ready.
It looks like, and I'm just browsing the bracket here, it looks like all the teams or all the cities are new, except I believe, was it Rapid City last year that qualified from South Dakota? It looks like you guys might be the only returners.
Yeah, we're the only actual returning Little League. Rapid City had a Harney Little League last year with the guys that that beat us in the finals. They actually went on to Williamsport. This year from Rapid City, it's Canyon Lake, who's a perennial team out of Rapid City for their state champions. We play Iowa first, then we play Missouri, then we play the Dakotas, then we play Kansas to finish up. We actually don't play Minnesota this year in the pool play. And I believe the Iowa team that we're going to play is actually from Sioux City. It's Sioux City Westside Little League. And you know, I think we'll be competitive. They look pretty good. You know, all the teams look, you know, it's you know, it's rare air, I guess, you know, when you go out there and all those states have brought their best teams. I think we're going to be competitive. We'll know more after that Iowa game. They'll show us what we're made of, I'm sure.
We're talking for another minute here with Brad Wegner. He's coach, assistant coaches are Todd Hurgis, Monty Dakin, putting together this Kearney Little League team. It seems, and we've talked about it here for the last week, that every Kearney team that has went has kind of taken another step. The first one went, and they were a really good team, but eyes wide open. And then the next one went. And then last year, finally got in the win column, and then they take it all the way to the finals. But it's a different group of kids each year. But can you tell that maybe it's just it's hard to gauge with 11- and 12-year-olds, but are they just more relaxed? They've seen it on TV. They know what's going on?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no doubt that the experience of last year's team and even the team before that, it does matter to these kids. I mean, They saw it last year. These kids were all sitting in front of the TV cheering them on. I was getting text messages from a number of them during the game games last year. So they know what it's all like. They're not going to be, you know, intimidated by it. They've all been in some other big games playing baseball, you know, over the last summer or last few summers. They won a state tournament in travel baseball a couple years ago here. Many of them did. So, and then a couple kids won the state tournament in travel baseball this year. So, you know, they've been in big games and they know how to handle it. I think just the experience of that last year's team is going to be a big deal. And they've talked, like I said, they've talked to them. They know what to expect. And I think Jared, my son Jared, has talked to him about what to expect and how much fun they're going to have. And, you know, it's not just about baseball. They're going to be dorming with all their buddies the whole time. Plus, all the other teams are in the dorms, too. So they get to know kids from all the different states. They usually will make friends. I know a number of the kids from last year and the year before still talk to some kids from Minnesota and I believe Michigan, you know, from on their Facebook accounts or emails and all that. So it's an experience. It's not just baseball. It's something they'll obviously never, ever forget.
So, Brad, because we've been talking about this, too, how much of this do you have to ban? Are you taking away the cell phones and the tweeting and the Facebooks and the texting?
I'll see if I can shut down their tweeting accounts. I'm not sure I'm going to let them tweet. But, no, the texting, I probably wouldn't have much of a team left if I took their texting away. Facebook, I think they're young enough that they I don't have to worry too much. But if I hear of anything, I'll have to shut it down, I suppose.
Well, I think even a lot of my questions were kind of referring to last year going into this year, so it's nice to have that behind you. But as you said, a whole new group of kids trying to make a little history here and get to Williamsport. Final thought from a coaching standpoint, how do you keep that balance between, God, it would be great to get to Williamsport, and, hey, we want to have fun, because they seemed to have that last year?
Well, the key is just break it down into simple terms, and that is our goal is to win the next game. Actually, simpler than that, our goal is to go up and swing at strikes. If we're a pitcher, throw strikes, and when we're on defense, make the plays we should make, and just break it down that. So that's what we harp on them, is swinging at balls that are in the zone, pitchers getting ahead in the count, and defensive guys don't have to make great plays. They just have to make the ones that are the routine ones. That seems to be what you see when you watch these tournaments the last couple of years, is the teams that won had good pitching, and then they would make the plays you would expect. A few of them would make great plays, but as long as you get the outs that you're supposed to get, things usually go your way. This team right now is hitting so well. You know, if they continue to hit even half as well as they have been, I think they're going to do pretty well. Again, you're talking about games going to probably be 4-3, 5-4, maybe a couple run games here and there. But if things go our way, we'll see what happens. We're trying to win that first one against Iowa. That's the focus, and that's what I keep telling them, is just worry about the next pitch, the next game.
Well, I know everybody will be rooting for you. They'd like to see you on TV. The website is out there to try and keep everything going on, littleleague.org, and then you look at the Midwest Regional. I know you had some success with all the fundraisers you had over the last week. The kids will be glad that they're not working anymore. Little Caesars with the pizza, the hot dog stand at Apple Market, the gang at Craves, yep. the car wash that they had at Builders on Saturday. Can you tell us who won the Ndamukong Suh jersey?
We're actually going to raffle it tonight at practice, and we've got a few more raffle tickets, I guess, being sold today around town at a couple places. So we thought we'd do it tonight, and we'll put it out on our website and let everybody know and try to let you guys know, too. And I can't say enough, Kearney, and even around the state. I don't just want to say Kearney. We've had money come in from other towns all around. Just thank you very much. It's very generous to help us pay those expenses. It can be an expensive week for some of these families. And we can't thank everybody enough.
And, Brad, what is that Little League address again, website?
Yeah, our team website is www.rkearnmsite.com/baseball/KRNYLL.
All right, that is our team site. That's very clever. rkearnmsite.com/baseball/KRNYLL for Little League. Brad, anything else before we let you get back to work?
Hey, we're thanks for everybody for all the goodwill wishes, and we'll go see what happens. We're going to give it our best shot.
Well, hopefully a long run, and we can talk to you next week while the team's winning and still playing good baseball. Brad, to you and the coaches, have a safe trip out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Doug.
Take care. Brad Wagner, along with his coaches, Todd Hergis, Monty Dakin, the Kearney Little League team, heading out. We will put that website up on our Facebook and our website too, folks. So we'll get that up here momentarily so that you have a link so you can follow them. Again, their schedule. Saturday, they play Iowa at 10 in the morning. The Iowa team is out of Sioux City West Side. Then on Sunday the 5th, they will play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon against a Missouri team that, according to the website, is yet to be determined. So I don't know if they have to figure that out. I would have thought that would have been done by now, but the Missouri team is not up yet. Then next Monday, Nebraska plays the Dakota team from Rapid City. That's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the final game is against Kansas, Girard, Kansas, on Tuesday, 1 week from today, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So their only morning game is the first one on Saturday. The semifinal games are on Thursday the 9th, which are televised on the ESPN network, and the championship game to go to Williamsport is on Saturday, August the 11th, a 1 o'clock start time. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite for more than 30 years. They're next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, Iowa quarterback James Vandenberg, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us.
Don't let dirty oil wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine. Clean it up with Quaker State Conventional Motor Oil on sale for $2.99 a quart at O'Reilly Auto Parts, along with specially priced oil change kits for $5. Everything you need to make changing your oil quick and easy. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with the crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes 2 rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and 4 complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
Partly to mostly sunny skies develop today with a high temperature around 98 with a slight chance for a storm late with a light southeast wind. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 70. I'm weather I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on today's program. Coming up in just a moment, James Vandenberg, Iowa quarterback, is going to join us. But right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. We'll ask a trivia question. First person to get one right wins the $25 gift card. Call now, 888-455-3776. That's 888-455-ESPN. And that's 3776 is the phone number. So if you would like to take a shot today, give us a buzz, and we're ready to go on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
J.
James Morgan.
James, how you doing today? Where are you from?
Wood River.
Wood River. All right, here we go. We just talked a Little League World Series. Who won the Little League World Series last year? Which state were they from, I guess I should say? They beat Japan in the final. Which state was the Little League World Series champion from last year?
Montana.
Not Montana. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, what state was the Little League World Series champion from last year?
Georgia.
Not Georgia. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Larry.
Larry, what state was the Little League World Series champ from last year?
California.
That is correct. They were the Ocean View Little Leaguers out of Huntington Beach, California. They beat Japan 2-1. It's like they killed everybody, and then that game with Japan came down to the last inning, and that is the correct answer. Hang on the line. We'll get you a $25 gift card. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Hang on. Jeff will take care of you. A couple of other notes before we talk with James Vandenberg in our Big Ten Media Days preview. Nebraska former Huskers didn't do so well on the basketball court today. Australia lost to Spain 82-70. Alex Marge started for Australia, but only grabbed a couple of rebounds, had a steal, didn't play that much because he was poked in the eye and missed most of the first half. And for Adi Dugandaro, Nigeria not able to duplicate their win over Lithuania. They fell in the preliminary round 72-53. They beat Lithuania qualifying today. They lost to them 72-53. So they are now 1-1 in the tournament. In Australia, amazingly enough, 0-2. Again, the United States will play tonight. Well, this afternoon, but tonight is when they'll show it to you against Tunisia. I believe tip-off time is at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Central time tonight. John Hurley has made the Cox Classic last year. The O'Neill native made it as a sponsor's exemption. Yesterday, a little smooth 8-under par 64 at Tiburon in Omaha. They also qualified at Bent Tree just into Council Bluffs there. There's like 100 and it's amazing how many guys from all over the country. They drive to Omaha hoping to be in 8%, I think it is. 8% of them qualify, something crazy like that. 14 out of the 111 or whatever it is that show up to qualify. But 6-under on the front nine, 8-under par 64 wasn't even the best score. 63 by ex-Fresno State golfer Grant Doverspike got him in. Brandon Crick of McCook, one stroke out of the playoff. He shot 67. He had 12 consecutive pars. He finished birdie, eagle, birdie, but came up one shot short of making the playoff, but probably not quite as sick as Kevin Stonick. He turned pro last month after repeating as the state men's match play champion. He went birdie-birdie to shoot 66 and got him into a playoff, and then he was on the par 5 playoff hole in 2, 25 feet from eagle, and he three-putted when he needed a birdie to extend the playoff, and he misses out. I think we all know how missing that three-footer feels. So there's a couple of updates for you on sports, and time now for our Big Ten preview, brought to you in part by Complete Nutrition. Hey, guys, if you're ready to hit the gym and need a little motivation, try their new Blitz, featuring an exclusive creatine and nitric oxide delivery system. Sure to get you pumped up for your workouts. It's only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney and Grand Island.
Big Ten football continues on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will, getting to talk a little Iowa football. Why not start with the man that takes care of everything? He's an Iowa native. First of all, James Vandenberg, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you for having me.
Keokuk.
Keokuk.
Tell me exactly. I think I have been through there or around there, but where is Keokuk, Iowa?
Keokuk is in the very southeast corner of Iowa. My house is...
I have not been there.
A mile from Missouri and a mile and a half from Illinois. We're right down the corner and about an hour and a half straight south of Iowa City.
So does somebody that lives a mile from in three different states...
Get a lot of good fireworks. A lot of good fireworks.
Are you a true Iowan? I mean, is that the way you feel growing up? That I don't care if I live 1 mile from it. I am an Iowan.
Absolutely. It's something I grew up watching and not far from Iowa City, so I've been able to see a lot of games growing up. And it's definitely something I take pride in, and it's a great opportunity that I got to play at the University of Iowa.
How big is this town?
11,000, 12,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think, yeah, it's not bad. Pretty solid for Iowa standards.
Yeah, he was playing 11-man football. Yeah. Come on, people. Take us through your expectations for the Hawkeye football program.
Well, I think it's a little hard to project. We're a younger football team than in years past. We have a smaller senior class, but I think that also makes it exciting. We're certainly not content with 4-4 in the Big Ten and 7-5, which we've been the last 2 years, but we've been working hard. Spring ball, implementing a new offense, and summer continuing forward with that. But we definitely know we have to take another step forward come this camp before we hit the season in order to have a good year.
New offense. What's in store for us?
We're just going to be in shotgun, empty every single play.
Yeah.
we want to be balanced regardless of what we do. I think that's Coach Ferentz's. One of his staple points, I think something we all agree on, because when you do it well, balance is really hard to defend. And a lot of new terminology, but we want to be able to throw the ball effectively and run the ball effectively. And that terminology and maybe fluidness with the new passing concepts is something we have to continue to do.
Did the coach have you practice that script before you came to Big Ten Media Days?
Yeah.
James Vandenberg with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Iowa quarterback. It's not like you had a bad year last year. It was a darn good year.
Well, it could have been a lot better. I think you look back and we had several opportunities to win some games. We lost some close games, and something we're trying to improve on, especially on the road. We lost a lot of games on the road last year, weren't able to play our best football on the road, and I think that's something we definitely have to do better this year.
Well, we appreciated that at the end of the season, but talk about the guys that you got in the backfield with you, your running backs, your wide receivers, the guys you're trying to get the ball to.
Yeah, obviously we graduate McNutt, but Keenan Davis returns, a veteran guy who's made a lot of plays for us. Also a young guy that played last year, Cavante Martin Manley. He's done a really nice job of stepping it up, and it's going to be a really good player. He's a young guy who's really stepped up into a nice role. Got a good group of tight ends, a lot of tight ends that catch the ball really well. I think that's something we're definitely going to have to implement, is getting them the ball to take some heat off some of our younger receivers and younger running backs. And running back obviously has been a little struggle for us, but we had two guys basically take all the reps in spring, and they did a really nice job. And we got a couple freshmen coming in that will compete as well. So I think it's something we're all excited to see, some of those battles.
Do you consider yourself, because here, we look at Phil Steele all the time. There's some really great quarterbacks right there, and then he's kind of got you as the next guy. Do you consider yourself a top-tier quarterback? I mean, the numbers are there.
Well, I mean, I think I want to be considered in that conversation, but I think you got to win more games, and that's something I think we're focused on as a team. And me as a quarterback, you get judged on wins and losses, and something I definitely need to improve on.
At 3,022 yards last year and 25 touchdowns with only 7 picks, you would think that those numbers would give you a few more than 7 wins, huh?
Yeah, we weren't able to pull some of those out. Like I said, a lot of close games. We lost some close games in overtime a couple times, and some fourth quarter meltdowns. But that's a challenge for us that we're looking to overcome.
Look at the last two games last year. They go Nebraska, Oklahoma. How fitting that is, huh?
Yeah, they want to turn that around a little bit this year, get a couple more wins. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, another minute with James Vandenberg. He is the quarterback at Iowa. Everybody, I mean, this whole media day has been talking about scandal and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. A little time has passed since the conditioning and all the kids getting sick. Has everybody recovered? How did that affect getting ready for last year?
No, yeah, that was absolutely something. That was a very unique scenario. We had 13 guys go down and get kind of injured from it, but they've all recovered 100% fully. Two of them are in the NFL now, and it's something that is a very unique experience, kind of a fluke thing that after doing studies, they couldn't even really put a finger on what caused it, and it happens in other sports, and it infected our team, but we definitely got stronger from it, and that's something I think we've definitely moved past.
Nebraska, Iowa. Does Nebraska fans somewhat think that Iowa is making it a rivalry? What is your thought about Iowa and Nebraska, I guess?
Well, I think it's a really natural rivalry. I think two great programs at border states, a lot of people in western part of Iowa grew up watching Nebraska football, so I think it's something that was really natural. It's really exciting. I think last year was a great first step. we get them in Kinnick this year, so that'll complete maybe the first round robin of this rivalry. But I think it's something we're looking forward to, and just happy to play a really good opponent.
Playing the day after Thanksgiving and everything, the prime time. He's whining about kickoff already, 11 o'clock in the morning. How do you like those 11 o'clock games? Is it all right for you guys?
You know what? Yeah, it's something you definitely don't understand them at first. Coming out of high school, playing on Friday nights, 11 a.m. seems really weird, but it's something that you get used to, and makes you enjoy those 2 o'clock kickoffs and those night kickoffs even more.
James Vandenberg, a couple more questions before I let you get out of here. First, Nebraska's coming in. Husker fans are coming in. Mm-hmm. Even if it's Thanksgiving night, well, what's the one thing you – maybe they stay over Friday. What's something that they should take part in?
Well, our downtown area in Iowa City is really nice. A lot of good restaurants, places to grab drinks.
Your favorite restaurant?
They call it the Ped Mall. There's a place called Gray's down there that's really good. They have this thing called chicken lips that are kind of buffalo chicken strips. I don't really know how to describe it, but
they're good.
Pretty good spot. It'd definitely be a good place to grab a meal.
And I noticed looking here at the bio a little bit, sometimes you can, all these guys that they bring to media day, you're going to have a maturity level to you. You're involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. Talk about how long you've been involved with that and maybe how you catch a sense of future life by working with some of these young
kids. Yeah, well, I'm the oldest of five to begin with, so it's something I was naturally used to. Something I kind of got started in my sophomore year of high school. I did it a couple of years in high school and really enjoyed it. And first 2 years of college were pretty hectic, trying to get everything under control. But once I settled down and understood the offense and knew how to go to class and all that stuff, it was something I definitely wanted to get back and take part in. And was able to do it this last year and had a really great time doing it.
Maybe that's where we fell short, Doug. We never did figure out how to go to class. And yeah. We ended up with something like this. Huh?
I got lost quite a bit of time. Well, James, we look forward to coming out to the final game of the regular season, and let's hope there's a lot on the line when Nebraska and Iowa play. Have a great season.
Absolutely.
We'll see you then. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
James Vandenberg joining us here. The Iowa quarterback is part of our Big Ten football coverage out of Media Days in Chicago, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill. What do you think about that? We still got some great interviews out there. We're going to be talking with Illinois quarterback Nate Shieldhouse, Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, Minnesota quarterback Marquise Gray, John Urschel, the offensive guard out of Penn State, James Ferentz, lineman out of Iowa. We'll be talking with Brian Mulrow from Northwestern. We'll talk with Max Bullock from Michigan State. He's a stud. We'll talk with the coordinator of officials in Bill Carollo. We've got a young man in Adam Riplogle from Indiana that we're going to chat with. So those among our many interviews coming your way over the next 2 weeks. Folks, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And I was talking to some of the folks involved with the Miller Coors Golf Scramble this weekend at Kearney Country Club. It's filling up. There's like three spots to get them up to 36. They were in the upper third or low 30s trying to get to 36 teams. I'd love to have you in. It's a four-person scramble Saturday and Sunday. Shotgun starts Saturday, 8 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and then they'll go everybody together at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Your entry fee gives you the two rounds of golf, carts, the steak dinner in Calcutta, and four complimentary Miller or Coors products for the annual Coors Golf Scramble. You don't have to be a member of the Kearney Country Club. They invite you to come out, play the course, even on Friday for a small fee. You can have a practice round, and Friday night there's a shootout at 6 o'clock. The registration form with all that information is on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can get your team in today at the Pro Shop, 237-2553, 308, 237-2553. And that brings us to the end of today's Doug and Daddy Show. It's the final one of July. Can we start over? I missed you, July. You were a fun month. We got to do a lot of cool things in July, like sweat a lot and perspire for the ladies. But we will start August off with a bang tomorrow. Loper Link got a few Loper stories to tell you about. We'll keep you up to date on the American Legion baseball tournaments as we'll be down to the championship games. Some of the tournaments will have three teams. Some of them will have two after tonight. And we'll preview those as well. Plus, Minnesota head football coach Jerry Kill getting ready for his second year there. He is going to join us on the program among our guests tomorrow. And we want to thank James Vandenberg, Iowa quarterback, for joining us today. Kearney Little League baseball coach Brad Wagner as they head off to Indianapolis. And, of course, one of the winningest coaches in American Legion and state baseball history, Jim Thomas of Papillion-La Vista, as they play today at Memorial Field. The Battle of Papillion at 4, then Kearney and Millard South at 7. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.